I know. There is a familiar old maxim which assures us that man is the noblest work of God. Well, now, who found that out? Well, last year I celebrated my 70th escape from the gallows. I'm approaching the threshold of age. Well, when you get to be 70, you're supposed to be able to sit up there on that Seven Terrace summit, tell the rest of the world how you get up there. They all do it, you know, all these garrulous old people. They explain the process and dwell on the particulars with senile rapture. Well, I've been anxious to explain my system for some time, and now I have the right. I think I've achieved my 70 years in the usual way, by sticking strictly to a scheme of life that would kill anybody else. Now, I have just a few simple rules I try to follow. I make it a point never to smoke more than one cigar at a time. I have no other restrictions. I never smoked any cigars with life belts either. They were always too expensive for me. Always smoked cheap ones. Reasonably cheap, that is. 60 years ago, they cost me $4 a barrel. But my taste improved lately, and I pay $7 now. Seven, I think. Yes, it's 7. But that includes the barrel. I've never taken any exercise except sleeping and resting. I don't ever intend to take any. I could never see any benefit in being tired. As for diet, I've tried to be very strict about sticking to things that don't agree with me. Until one or the other of us got the best of it. Well, until recently, I always got the best of it myself. But last spring, I did stop frolicking with mince pie after midnight. Till then, I'd always believed it wasn't loaded. But the point I want to make is that you cannot reach old age by another man's road. My habits protect my life, but they'd probably assassinate you. You have to make up your own rules and then stick to them. That's not as easy as it sounds, for there'll always be somebody trying to reform you. Trying to take all the pleasure right out of your life and replace it with dreariness. But don't let them. If you can't make 70 by a comfortable road, don't go. Oh, I suppose it's a good idea to obey all the rules when you're young. Just so you'll have the strength to break them when you're old. But you cannot forget that experience is the best way to find out about something. A fellow who takes a hold of a bull by the tail once is getting 60 or 70 times as much information as a fellow who hasn't. anybody starts in to carry a cat home by the tail is getting knowledge that's always going to be useful. It's never likely to grow dim or doubtful. Chances are I won't carry the cat that way again. But if he wants to carry the cat that way, I say let him. It isn't always easy to be eccentric, you know. Well, to tell the truth, I don't believe this reforming sticks very well anyway. My dear wife, God rest her soul, tried diligently for years to get me to give up profanity. And I tried, but I never had very much success with it. I never could get over the notion that in certain desperate and trying circumstances, profanity furnishes a relief. Denied even to prayer. So if I cannot swear in heaven, I shall not stay there. Of course, they probably won't let me in anyway. But my friends tell me, probably have a very hot time in the front office. I remember once saying to our pastor, Joe Twitchell, that I hoped to be cremated, and he just looked at me and said, oh, I wouldn't worry about that if I had your chances. Well, maybe it won't be so bad down there. When I think of the number of disagreeable people I know who have gone to a better world. I always remember the poor fellow tried diligently all his life to acquire heaven. When he finally got there, the first person he met was a fellow he'd been hoping all that time was in hell. He was so disappointed and outraged, inquired the way to hell, and picked up his satchel and left. So there you have it. Heaven for climate, hell for society. Well, now it's time to go. My feet are tired and you are tired. I came in 1835 with Halley's Comet. It's coming again pretty soon. I expect to go out with it. It'll be the greatest disappointment of my life if I don't go out with Halley's Comet. The Almighty has said, no doubt. Now here these two indefinable freaks. They came in together, they must go out together. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Well, good night.